Okay, back to bed.
And welcome to the pandemic that is the pop culture podcast, Procrastination.
Procrastination.
A word procrastin-ation. That,
see, and the dog immediately went into procrastination mode and started trying to dig a big hole in the carpet.
Every
Penelope,
time.
Penelope, how are we going to have an award-winning podcast with a Penelope the podcast pup digging holes?
Every time.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Procrastination, as Jason gave you a lot of alliteration at the beginning of this.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get tougher and tougher every week.
Oh, well, I mean, you're going to run out of words.
Pedantic.
Yeah, I think you used that one.
Proliferate.
I haven't
proliferate.
Heard that. Proliferate.
That too.
Yeah.
Pungent.
Pungent. Oh, man.
Pussy willow.
Wow.
Pussy feathers.
This is swiftly headed downhill. You all have been with us on the pod for like less than a minute, and Jason has already mentioned lady parts.
No, I did not.
Liar.
Pussy willow is a tree.
Uh-huh.
Pussy feather. She just stole my bat.
He uses a bat, not to beat her, but to persuade her otherwise.
To entertain her, and she took it from me.
She took it. That's amazing. Well done, Penelope.
We'll have to post pictures of her with the bat.
That's right. The pod puppy stole the bat. Well done.
the
if you can only see this.
The pod puppy, in case anybody cares, is a 125-pound bloodhound.
She is a big ball of drool and crazy.
Who's 2 years old and just kind of does her own thing. And right now she's taking the small T-ball bat and she's walking around with it.
Nice.
Because she can.
Well, on this episode, we're going to break the mold again.
And we're going to try some headlines.
Headlines. Not head and lines.
No, just headlines. I doubt that we'll read any of the stories that I found. And these were all gathered through Google Alerts. If you don't know, go to alerts.google.com. You can set up Google Alerts for any topic you want. And if things
roll in... Most of Jason's are porn.
Well, sure. As things roll in involving those topics, they just go to your email.
Just weird donkey gorilla porn.
As long as the donkey's on top, you're fine.
It's true, but it's a gorilla. So, I mean, there's got to be some, like, I don't know.
No, the gorilla's got to be the bottom. Otherwise, things get weird.
That's a t-shirt. The gorilla's got to be a bottom.
I was listening to an old Tell 'em Steve Dave today, and they were talking about Sunday Jeff going camping, and Walt was talking about black bears, and then prison came up, and Brian said, of course, you could get involved with a black bear in prison, and I almost ran off the road.
Yeah. Such a good pod, too. Tell him, Steve Dave, on the Smodco Network.
It's one you should, if you don't, give it the 3-episode challenge. It's delightful. Some of their older episodes are much crasser than the new ones.
Yes.
But I actually found a TV show from listening to that because I wasn't a big Impractical Jokers fan, but I love Brian Quinn.
Yeah.
And
I got hooked on Impractical Jokers.
Impractical Jokers after listening to Tell 'em Steve Dave for like a year.
Yeah. Well, you got me hooked on that one. And it's real easy to get hooked on a lot of the Smod shows.
Oh, yeah. And it's except for I Sell Comics, which is still very hit or miss for me.
Well, and I like Mike and Ming as personalities.
Yeah.
And as people on the show. But I don't know. Something about their pod is, it doesn't jive with me.
I like some of them.
Yeah.
I like when they are doing straight comic book chatter.
Yes. Now I can get into that.
Just the two of them, I dig it.
Yeah.
When they have on special guests, I don't.
Yeah. Well, it's because Ming spends the whole time deep-throating whoever it is.
Yeah, and...
And not to his...
I mean, that's kind of what the show's about.
That's what he is. That's how Ming is, and I'm not taking anything away from him. He does a good job of what he does.
Oh,
that's just not my jam, so...
Yeah, and it just, at times, I want it to be Tell 'em Steve Dave volume, you know, series 2,
yeah.
And it's not.
Part 2.
Yeah, it's just not.
Hot Shots Part 2. He shoots somebody with a chicken from
the
a
beginning
bow and arrow.
Of that, though, is the beginning of is the end of Kickboxer.
Yes.
And they have their hands wrapped up and they dip them in.
Well, one of them
butterscotch
goes,
or caramel.
No. The bad guy goes to the glass station and gets multiple colors of glass. And then
Charlie Sheen.
Thank you. I lost his name.
I got your back, sir.
Yeah, he could see it in my eyes that I had hit a roadblock. Charlie Sheen goes to the candy station.
And he's hovering over the sprinkles or the gummy bears. I forget which one.
He gets some caramel.
God. It's so funny. So stinking funny.
Go watch that one if you haven't ever seen Hot Shots or Hot Shots Part 2.
The first one is straight up Top Gun.
Top Gun, yeah. Just knock off straight up.
Which is fine, and at times I probably like it better than I like Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Top Gun doesn't hold up.
Whatever. I can't believe they're making another one. But that's another pod.
When that releases, it may be a spoiler pod immediately.
Yes.
Of course, it may happen like a year later when I watch it because I ain't paying money to see it in theaters.
No. We'll get it off the interwebs.
Yeah, because I just don't think I can do it.
Yeah.
It's like the new Kong Skull Island finally hit HBO now.
Did it?
Yeah.
I bought it on Black Friday.
Maybe that's where I've seen it on.
I haven't added it to
PS4.
The Vudu yet.
Okay. Though. Then it was on HBO.
Got to be on HBO. Because Jason's a mooch and steals my Vudu login.
I want to watch it, maybe.
I'm really interested. I do want to watch it. It was like $6 on Black Friday. So
that's not bad.
That's cheap enough to say that I've rented it, but now I just own it. If I don't like it, I'll just give it away.
That's true. And keep the digital copy.
Yep.
You're going to get arrested.
Why? I didn't steal
arrested.
Anything.
Arrested.
I would have had to sell it. Along with
Can you sell the digital copy?
Yeah.
Can you really?
Yeah, there's lots of Facebook pages where people trade those things all the
No,
all
I mean after
long.
You've applied it to your Vudu.
No. It's one.
If
it's
you
one and done.
It. If you deleted it, you'd be able to.
It wouldn't delete. It stays on your
forever?
Online profile forever.
Forever.
What's that from?
Sandlot?
Don't say it. Ah,
oh,
you ruined it.
Sorry.
Trying
I thought
to
you were
up,
asking me.
I was trying to set up our peeps to send us some feedback, and Jason blows it.
I thought you were asking me, and I was like, dumbass, a Sandlot.
I knew where it was from, jackass.
I love that movie. So anyway, back to our topic for tonight. I have found some articles through Google Alerts, and again, may just read the headlines. I will give the folks who wrote these a shout-out.
A cred.
At least. And we're just going to see how it goes. I've got 7 pulled already. We may or may not make it through.
I said your feed was a lot of porn, and then you said you pulled it. So.
Well, you know, we may or may not get through all of them, but... we're going to see how it goes.
I foresee us getting through one of them.
I think you're probably right. Seeing as my computer wanted to stop functioning, I just moved to Ubuntu Linux, and it does not like the instance of Chrome that I have loaded.
Ubuntu is an interesting program. If any of you geeks out there, ultra geeks, have ever played with Linux, Ubuntu is like the granddaddy of them. There's lots of different...
It really is. There's
lots of different versions
and
Linux variants.
And Red Hat. And-
but Ubuntu is like... the big daddy of them, because most people code for that, and it works very similarly to, it's like a cross between Windows and OS X.
Yeah, it's identical to Windows. It just couldn't be any more Windows if it wanted to be. I mean, and it's really, you know, I take that back. It's almost more Chrome.
Anymore.
Yeah, like Chrome OS.
Well, Chrome is built on the Linux platform, I think. But
I mean,
it's pretty sweet, but yeah, it's got it's real glitchy.
All right. Well, it can be. It was behaving beautifully last night.
Yep. Now
it's
showing you its balls.
Apparently. So our first topic is from a website. It's from CNET. It's a CNET article.
.com.
And it says, video games look beautiful. Too bad their stories suck.
See, I've had this problem before.
Yeah.
Video game, like I'll buy a game and it looks gorgeous. The renderings are amazing. The CG is great. And you spend $50-$60 on it. And then the second you get into the story, it's either too short, doesn't make any damn sense, or you run into these ridiculous points in it. I can't take him anywhere. He's breaking shit mid-pod.
Just knocked Mjolnir off the wall.
Yes. Ripped
it off the wall.
He sure did. He has one of those fake Mjolnirs smashing through the wall.
I'm going to have to, and I tried to smash it further through the wall, and apparently I may have to like rewire the damn thing. So if you buy a Mjolnir, realize that it will break if you catch it with your shoulder.
Well, you got to be hella first, though.
Or just don't hang it there. Damn destruction mid-pod. Sorry, I interrupted your train of thought, sir.
Well, I was just talking about how shitty some video games are.
You know, and the funny thing is one of the games that it mentions is Assassin's Creed.
The number one? Or did they mention like a specific, or is just Assassin's Creed in general?
I think the series.
What? No.
And I
like the pirate one.
I like number three. I like Syndicate.
Well, I thought the pirate one was number three.
No, the pirate one was Indian, Native American Assassin's Creed during Revolutionary War.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember you playing that one. I liked the pirate one, but the rest of them were, eh.
I loved all of them, except for the first one. The first one blew.
Meh.
But
that's my excitement about that. That
here's the problem, and it again, from the article, I think that they hit the nail on the head, because with that particular set of games, with that series of games, the endings suck, and the flash forward, flash backward just doesn't work. If you happen to hear a scream of my wife, who's terrified of birds, and there's one in our garage, which is the outside of the podcast studio, and she was screaming about it.
It was quite humorous.
But to continue our Assassin's Creed, video games look beautiful, but their stories suck. The main storyline in the Assassin's Creed games?
Yeah.
Always amazing. The futuristic Abstergo side sucks ass.
Yeah.
And you don't even need it.
No, well, it's just superfluous because...
Completely.
They lead you into this awesome story that's historically based, and then they go, well, look at all this stuff from the future.
Well, and it's like they're trying to... Forever in those games, they tried to make that futuristic part better.
And pertinent, but they didn't. Yeah.
And, oh, well, you can get something special by doing all this stuff in in the futuristic timeline.
I like jumping off buildings and stabbing people.
Gave a shit. And I think it's why they'll probably never do a future version of Assassin's Creed. Though, I also didn't think they'd do one in Ancient Egypt.
Well.
Which, from what everybody said, is really good.
Well, I mean, if they keep pumping out, if they keep just hammering money back to them, then whatever, right? Let them make the games. Somebody will buy them.
I would agree the storyline and the parts of the storyline in the Assassin's Creed games really aren't great.
It's like Batman Arkham 3, whatever it's called, Origins.
Yeah.
That suffered bad. It was pretty. Sure. It was. It got a different development team, but the story was meh.
Well, you know, and I think the worst thing in the world is I think it happens more on sequels than it does on anything else. You end up with a game that is, if you hear snuffling in the mic, it's the dog. not me.
He's a liar.
You end up with the first one being really good and concise and the storyline's new, and then we do a second one and, it fell apart.
Well, in the Batman series, number one was really good. And set the tone. And then in number two, they blew the damn thing out of the water.
Well, the second was the one that took place inside Arkham City. As a city, right?
Yeah, it was. Okay. You were inside the city, not just in the asylum or on the asylum's grounds. You were in the city, and it was amazing. The fight schematics were great.
Yes.
The city layout was amazing. You felt like you were Batman, and you got into number three, and it all felt like they just kind of half-assed it.
Well, I mean, and that's
but it was
true.
Still pretty.
Sure. And that certainly is true with some of the Assassin's Creed games' story components. You know, at times, there's too much side mumbo-jumbo to do.
Yeah.
That was my problem with the second Batman game, is I just got where I didn't give a shit about the side missions. The Riddler stuff, I just got where I didn't care.
I did all the Riddler stuff in the first one, and the second one, I just said, screw it.
Yeah, I did a few of them and said, you know what, I just really don't care.
Yeah.
I'd rather be Batman.
And then I found awesome things, awesome games that made me remember why I love video gaming, namely Rocket League. Have you played
Rocket League? Hit me with some Rocket League love.
Rocket League is a game that is very much, it's like they channeled our childhood into a new version of a game. You use cars to play soccer, hockey, or basketball.
Okay, that's genius.
Now, the environments are enclosed, so the ball can only go so high.
Okay.
You have special powers, or you can turn them off.
Rock on.
So sometimes your car will have spikes on it. You can stick the ball to you and drive into the goal.
Seriously.
You can have a suction cup that will shoot all the way across the arena and grab the ball and bring it back to you or pull you to it, which causes just sheer chaos beyond that.
That's fantastic.
Or you can turn all that off and just have a straight, just hit the ball with your car and drive it to the goal.
Now, is it downloadable or is it one you buy or what?
You can download it, but I bought the disc so that I got some of the additional bonus crap built into it.
Hell yeah.
Now, favorite car? The Batman vs. Superman Batmobile. Just straight pimp.
Okay.
Super fast. You can drive up the walls, on the ceiling.
Rock on.
It does, the graphics stick with it. They're solid. It reminded me a lot of NBA Jam from when we were kids.
Yeah, I can see that.
Do you remember how much fun you had playing NBA Jam?
I wasn't even a big basketball video game guy, but that game was just uber fun.
Because it's basic, it's easy, it looked good at that time, and the new NBA Jam looks just as good and is just the same basic stuff. You got you dribble, you pass, you shoot. You block, you shove. That's it.
You know,
turbo and you do super dunks.
And that's what's funny is that's the thing about Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, and 3 and 4 that I dug.
Yeah.
It's, in essence, a button smasher.
Yeah.
There's some timing.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
No, you're right. In the I really like the pirate one.
In Unity and Syndicate, you had to do more thinking with the combat.
Yeah.
And at some points I was like, I really just want to play and play the story.
Yeah.
I don't want to be taken out of it because I have to actually, learn how to play this damn thing.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of Battlefield. I like Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
I like first person shooters.
I do.
And the story was very deep and the game was beautiful.
Sure.
But I kind of burned out because I wasn't all that good at multiplayer, and I did that more than I did the game, and
sure,
it pissed me off. So then I sat it to the side, and you borrowed it from me. I haven't seen it since. So,
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, same thing.
Great game.
Beautiful.
Will I buy 2?
Nope.
Probably not.
No, when it's like $12, I will. Maybe.
Oh, you cut out Ben. Yeah, when it hits 20 or below, maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe. Until Sony gives it to us free on PlayStation Plus.
Probably will do it.
There are a lot of games out
here's
there
my question,
that disappoint.
Though. Here's my question, though.
Were No this... Man's Sky. Holy crap. From the sidelines was Miss Lara with the ultimate game killer.
Maybe what do you call that game?
The most expensive screensaver ever.
The most expensive screensaver ever.
That is accurate.
And, yeah, she's not wrong.
No.
Talk about a game with a storyline not only that wasn't very good, but that I didn't care
about.
Did
it have a storyline? Flat of that planet. Look around. There ain't shit there.
Well, sure. But you had to learn the language the story was in one word at a fucking time. Finding one word per planet, maybe two. I mean, it has
infinite planets.
It was shitty.
Who cares?
It was shitty.
You know what I'd rather play? A Lego game. Any day of the week.
Whose storylines are good.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look
Short,
back.
Short, concise button masher.
Let's go back in time.
Okay.
Were the games of our youth, were the stories good?
Mario? Yes.
All right. That was, again, my wife saying, Mario, was it, though?
But it was basic, though. It wasn't a deep story. He stole the princess to do heaven only knows what to her.
Some poontang.
That's right. He was,
he was an Italian plumber looking to lay some pipe.
No. I'm talking about Bowser.
He talking wanted about some Bowser. Peach.
Bowser wanted to rub the fur on the peach. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why do you think they called her Peach?
That's right.
Bowser stole her. You get to be the plumber. An underestimated good guy.
But there wasn't a story.
No, not really.
Not a deep one.
Not until you got the movie. Aye.
Oh. I would have rather...
yeah, or the
I
TV show.
I would have rather
with...
in the movie have seen Bowser defiling Princess Peach than the
wow.
rest of that movie.
Just
I'm
Rayler?
Just saying. Yeah.
X-rated Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Maybe Bob Hoskins railing Peach at the end.
Oh, gosh. But no, my wife Bob has Hoskins didn't even that get, I broke didn't even Mjolnir get the off the wall. There, I have Mjolnir over here.
Yeah.
Or what remains of Mjolnir.
Yeah, Meow Meow's dead. Meow Meow. Meow Meow broke.
She was wondering where the hammer was.
Yes. But the stories weren't deep.
No.
Zelda.
No, well, on the flip side of that.
Zelda. There was
Save the Princess.
Yeah.
Save the Princess.
Donkey Kong. Save the Princess. Were all the games of our youth about saving women?
No.
Bunch of misogynist games. Metroid wasn't, because Metroid, you were a woman. You just didn't know it.
You were still saving the princess yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
And was she a princess? I don't remember.
That one, that wasn't about princesses.
Yeah. Pac-Man.
That also didn't have a storyline. Pac-Man didn't have a story.
Screw the ghosts. That was Pac-Man's story.
None of the games on the Atari had a story. Because
E.T. had a story.
Yeah. How to make a video game for millions of dollars and bury the fucker out in the desert.
They sure did, dude.
That's what it was.
Yeah. But there are a lot. But we grew and we developed. And we got games like Metal Gear. And no, Metal Gear Solid, not No Man's Sky.
Metal Gear
Solid.
I wasn't ever a big fan.
You weren't? I like Metal Gear Solid. I lost it after that.
They recently dropped the newest one on PlayStation Plus. And I downloaded it and I played it
for about 8 seconds.
About 3 hours, maybe?
I remember why I like fighting games so much. Because you don't really need much of a story, and it kind of gives it to you as you go along.
Yeah, but see, I like a storyline. I like a story in a game. Red Dead Redemption 2.
I only played one.
Good story, good ending, good side quest. You don't have to do all the side quests to win. You don't have to play poker if you don't want to. You can just fucking shoot bad guys.
Yeah.
The Red Dead Zombie version.
Oh, Red Dead Zombies was good.
And it was crazy.
Undead? What was it called?
Got a name?
I don't know. Give a shit. Whatever.
But anyway, the zombie one, you were shooting zombies. You were finding mythical creatures to ride around. Genius.
Yeah.
Far Cry series. Unbelievably goofy ass storyline.
I never played Far Cry. I enjoyed watching clips of it. It was funny.
I have played Far Cry 4, where you're in Penang.
Hey. What?
Oh, yeah. Penang.
The name of the city is Penang?
You're in like India.
Oh, okay.
You're in the Himalayas.
I thought they were making a play on Poontang.
No.
Pie.
Pie.
Do you want a slice of pie?
Head of pie. What movie?
I don't know.
God. Losing geek points again.
I got
this
you geek
week.
Points.
That would be from Revenge of the Nerds, sir.
Dude, I haven't watched Revenge of the Nerds since like 1993.
The first place most people our age saw full frontal nudity.
Well, that's well, very true.
That
well,
and Porky's.
No. Yeah, see, Porky's.
Yeah.
Porky's is more, and yeah.
God, Porky's was just, Porky's was amazing.
It was.
For the time it came out.
It was an awful movie, but it was really good.
It was funny as hell.
Yeah.
And it had a good, it actually taught you things.
Did it?
Anti-Semitism? Bad. Yes, it
that's
did.
That's right. You're right.
Anti-Semitism, bad. Don't go with your friends to a whore in the woods.
No, yes.
Because one of your other friends may have gotten a large African-American guy to break through the wall and pretend it's her husband.
Oh, Porky's. How
I'm
we
you,
love thee.
If you're looking through the faucet in the girl's bathroom and somebody's standing in front, don't yell at her to move.
Yeah, that was a bad call, but so funny. God, Porky's. See, and we've tangented really far.
Bertha Ballbricker.
Wow, you are making some good
pulls
tonight.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Apparently Jason's watched this a
lot. The best scene in that entire movie is the principal and the two coaches talking about having a lineup to look at penises because the penis had a mole on it. Have you seen this penis that's been seen hanging out in the girls' locker room? And they're laughing so hard they're falling out of their chairs.
Yeah.
And one of them actually falls out of his chair below the line of the camera. And you can just see his hand slapping the table. Sorry.
I have to go back and watch that one again.
I've got to go watch it.
Jason has drifted.
They should make a Porky's video game.
No.
Be amazing.
No, well, yes, it would, but it would be it like NC-17.
I would argue with you that Grand Theft Auto 5 probably ought to be NC-17.
Well, I would agree with that. Grand Theft Auto is like action porn.
The new one, they're just naked. The strippers are naked. I know that sounds stupid because strippers should be naked, but the strippers are topless. And if you get caught rubbing on them, well, you get thrown out of the strip club.
It's the same thing as God of War.
What?
God of War. Did you
ever play
any?
Has strippers that are naked?
Not strippers. They had, let's call it his concubines.
Really?
Kratos had concubines.
Seriously?
And occasionally he would have to sleep with a goddess.
At one point,
in number two or three, you have to please. Is it Athena? No. Which one's the god of love?
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite. You have to please Aphrodite to get past this one point in the game. You have to do that.
Seriously?
You have to do it.
That
you
is
cannot proceed with the
hysterical.
Game until you rail Aphrodite.
Well.
Yep.
And not just rail her, but she has to like it.
She has to be pleased.
She has to be pleased. I mean, is it a button-mashing sequence?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
What the fuck? Why did all the moms groups get pissed off at Grand Theft Auto? What was it called?
Of what?
In Grand Theft Auto 3, the scene where you got to
hook up
with
the
prostitute.
Hooker? I know what you're talking about.
God, it's got a name. That sequence has a name.
Yeah.
But anyway, why were they so mad about that if you got to rail Aphrodite in God of War?
I don't think when the Grand Theft Auto issue happened that God of War 3 had happened yet.
But nobody ever yelled about God of War 3, did they?
It went under the radar.
That's hysterical. So it's okay if you're railing a goddess.
Yeah, that's right. She's not real. Her boobs just swing around while you're doing it.
Seriously?
Yes, you
that
really need to play these games.
Crap.
They're funny.
God, that makes the two strippers you get to rub on in Grand Theft Auto 5 kind of mild, doesn't it?
Yep.
Wow.
But hey, listen, God of War had a good story.
That is funny as crap.
I don't remember the story from 2 or 3. I remember the story from number 1. I played 2 and 3, and I loved them. I only remember in 1, Ares persuades you, or puts you in such a bloodlust that you kill your wife and child, so you seek revenge and kill him.
That's just bizarre, man.
But in the process, at one point in number 1, you have to have sex with a woman on a boat. Yep, that's a statement. That just happened.
I hate that this conversation has just turned into people having sex in video games. But that's just amazingly funny.
Yep.
There's one I played recently where, and I don't remember what game it was I was playing. Maybe it wasn't Far Cry. Anyway, you got an extra perk if you and your mate shared the bed.
Nice. Bonus.
If anybody can remember what game it was I was playing,
please let us
know.
Let
me know,
Jason,
because I don't remember. But it wasn't a dream.
It's like the Dead or Alive series. All of their different renditions, from volleyball to fight games.
Oh, dear God.
And their boob-moving graphics.
You know,
there's your no stories.
When that is your claim to fame, is that you wrote a new piece of software so boobs jiggle different?
Also a great statement. I wrote software that made boobs jiggle differently.
That is the same feeling I have when Pixar comes out and goes, but we perfected the hair on Sully's arm. And I want to go, you got too much time on your hands.
Yep. Yep. Sully, we took Sully's hair and then we decided it wasn't right. So we morphed it and then it became this thing in Finding Nemo.
And then we added some other functionality and Sully's boobs jiggle different. So I can
hear Mike now. Sully, your boobs are hanging on me.
That's should have been an outtake in Monsters, Inc. Sully, Mike getting pissed off because he's getting underboob sweat from Sully's hairy.
Your boobs are sweating again. Get them off of me.
That's atrocious.
Terrible.
It's just horrible. What do you do to fix it, though?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what do you do to fix it? What do you do to fix the fact that video games nowadays
don't have much of a story?
Well, the ones that have storylines are few and far between.
Yes.
Red Dead 3 comes out soon. Or is it 2?
Yeah, I think it's 2. Because
Then it was Red Dead. It was Red Dead Revenge.
Yes.
Red Dead Redemption. This is Red Dead Redemption 2 coming out.
Yes.
It's Rockstar.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the storylines will be good. The GTA game storylines are good.
Yes, they are.
They're entertaining.
But they have so much crap you can do outside of the main story that you can easily get lost in the shuffle.
Well, and the horrible thing right now is I'm playing 5 because I like to be about 3 years out of sync with playing video games, apparently.
Jason likes to play the games that you were playing 10 years ago.
Exactly. Far Cry 4, finished it. It was game of the year in 2015. I finished it over the summer.
What is this? Oh, yeah, that's right. We're 4 weeks away from 2018.
But it's because I like to wait till games drop below $40 or less.
He's a cheap ass. Then he throws money down.
No, that's why I don't fucking buy video games first day anymore.
That's right.
Syndicate, I love the Assassin's Creed series. Unity, didn't play it till this year. Syndicate, didn't play it till this year. I got Unity for $15. I got Syndicate for $20. So y'all can go to hell. I ain't playing a lot of money for video games that suck.
Yep.
And if you wait long enough, you get them free on PlayStation Plus.
But you're right, though, because the video games of our childhood didn't have deep stories, but they had story.
Some. So Altered Beast.
Okay. Altered Beast. Had a little bit of a story.
You're a half-naked man.
You're a He-Man.
Turn into werewolf.
You're He-Man that can mute.
And you can kick and fly across the room.
Yes.
And you're beating demons who throw their heads at you.
Well, they're bad guys.
There's something.
It's basic.
Yeah. Contra.
Sonic.
Mega Man.
Okay.
I'm going to throw my next story at you. Right now.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's a good segue.
We're going to segue the hell out of this.
Mega Man.
No, I'm not, because I apparently got rid of it.
Yeah,
but anyway.
He screwed it up.
Mega Man 11's coming out.
Yep.
Does anybody care anymore?
There's a lot of people that care.
I'm not talking about
outside people of Japan,
not
so much.
I'm not talking about folks who cosplay as Mega Man with the gun arm.
What's wrong with cosplay?
I have nothing wrong with cosplay.
Cospit?
That too. Ivy Doom Kitty. That's all I got to say. Yeah. Google it.
No.
She's amazing.
I'm afraid of what I might come back
to. No, and she has cool charities. She's a neat person.
Okay. I'll check it.
And she's an awesome cosplayer.
Okay.
She's Latino.
Really?
Not Latino, Latina. But she's really cool.
All right.
But outside of
there are a
Mega
few
Man
people
cosplayers,
that still care about
does
Mega
anybody
Man?
Give a shit about Mega Man?
There are still a few people
besides
that care.
Besides your stepbrother. Does anybody give a shit about Mega Man?
He doesn't care about Mega
Man.
Not
stepbrother.
Brother-in-law. He didn't care about Mega Man. He's a Zelda guy.
He's a Zelda guy. That means he likes Mega Man 2. He doesn't
but
have a
he's
choice.
Never, I don't know that he's ever even played Mega Man.
He has.
Probably.
Some weird Link and Vision wet dream.
Yeah.
He played Mega Man.
What if Link had the cannon on his arm?
Does anybody care about the new Zelda game?
He wasn't here to defend himself.
I know. We're going to have to get him on here to talk about Link.
Yeah.
Zelda.
He's a huge Zelda geek.
Does anybody care about the new Zelda game?
Yeah, there's a lot of people, man.
Zelda always had a good story.
Yes, Zelda
did. Even the original 8-bit had a decent story. Still, it was Save the Princess, but it had a good story.
It was Save the Princess. There was a lot of Saving the Princess when we were younger.
Do you know the last Zelda game I played all the way through was?
Ocarina of Time.
Bingo, sir.
Do you know why I knew that?
64.
Because that was the last one I played all the way through.
And why was that? Because it was on the N64.
A, because it was badass.
It was amazing.
And Majora's Mask was good, but by that time I was transitioning away from my 64 days.
Sure.
So
did they
ever
put a Link or a Zelda game on the Wii?
Yeah. They had...
I imagine that had to suck.
Twilight Princess.
Oh, was Zelda the Twilight Princess?
Yeah.
Was she the Twilight Princess?
Yeah, but it's they do that weird thing where they some of these stories don't link up with the other stories, and they have up. Alternate timelines.
Get your pun? Link up.
Oh shit, I missed that one. Wow, good play.
I know, made me laugh.
Yeah,
they don't link up. They don't link up to the past.
Link to the past. None of their games link at all.
You know, they really don't.
No,
because Ocarina of Time, you started out as a little baby Link.
Yep.
Why did they name him Link?
Oh, well, mine was never named Link because you could name your character on the 64, and mine was always some stupid crap. At one point, I was Derek.
You know, I always loved that.
Derek saves the day.
In Final Fantasy VII, and I may have told part of this story before, but we decided to play it on the PS2 in college.
Yeah.
And we had one of those little single-hand controllers that were built for RPGs.
Yeah.
So you could only play with one, so you could play with one hand.
I remember those controllers.
Which goes to show exactly how lazy we were in a culture at the time.
We went from that for the Wii. With one hand.
Exactly. We could do other things with the other hand at that point.
This has been a sexually charged conversation.
It made the boobs move different. That may have to be the title.
I wrote a piece of software that made the boobs move different.
Episode 9. It made the boobs move different.
Differently moving boobs.
But it has
swing in opposite directions. The tassels will swing interlocking.
If you're Elvira, hell yeah. Mistress of the Dark.
That's right.
Did you ever watch that shit?
Oh, I loved Elvira.
I still love Elvira.
Super hot, too.
She still looks good.
Yeah, she does.
She's like 107. She's the same age Tobey Maguire was. She's the same age Tobey Maguire was when he played
when he was Spider-Man. How old's Tobey Maguire in your Spider-Man movie? Well, he's actually 67, but he looks young.
He looks like a very young.
Never moves.
He looks like a very young 52.
And then they were like, "All right, so what do you want to do in the third one? I want to emo dance."
God, such a stupid movie.
Emo dance.
The new one though, which I finally have seen.
That's about damn time.
No.
You've had access to it for months.
And it's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
It hadn't been out for months.
It's been out for at least 2 months.
A month.
No, balls.
By the time that just hits.
Yeah, this is going to be irrelevant. It'll be like next year. That movie was last year.
We can't say evergreen, in case you're wondering. A term that one of the guys at work hates.
What?
Evergreen. You heard this term?
No.
When it relates to media? He hadn't either. He thought that I was actually talking about trees.
Well, it is around Christmas.
Evergreen refers to your content being dated or out of date.
Oh, well, this show's screwed then.
Yeah.
We've referred to Christmas, which is the time frame that we're at. I referred to it being 2018 in several weeks. So we're definitely going to have to push this podcast out soon so that all of our procrastinators...
That's the funniest thing is we're procrastinating on pushing our pods
out.
We are.
We're like,
because as we record this, we had the conversation that we really need to get one of these live. And when it hits live, folks, my goal is to do a podcast a day. A little mini. A 10-minuter.
A real 10-minute podcast.
A 10-minutation. Oh, the 10-minutation.
Balls, he's never going to do it.
I am too. One a day. One pod a day.
I'm telling you, man, we should just rename our show The Tangent because we can't keep on topic for shit.
But yeah, Link had a story. But with Mega Man, you had a story.
You did.
But not with
you had to kill, what was?
Dr. Roboto?
No, Dr. Robotnik
Domo
was Sonic.
Arigato?
Domo Arigato, Sonic Roboto.
It was
Dr. Light and Dr. Wily.
Was it?
Yes.
How do you know this?
I just pulled that out of my ass.
Did you play those games?
Yeah, I played several of them.
I don't know.
Dr. Wily was the bad guy. Dr. Light was the good guy. I think I've got that right. I'm probably going to get chastised for this.
I remember the only one I ever played was the one where you fought them, you got different guns, and you fought the people.
You got different powers in all of them.
Yeah, but in this one, the villains, you could fight them with a power that was opposite of what they had.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 8.
I don't know.
I think the
absorbing the bad guy, as you beat the bad guys, you get their powers.
Is that what it is?
So you could potentially use their powers from that point on in the game.
Oh.
Unless you had like a Game Genie way back in the day, and then you just said, screw it, I'll use all the powers all the time.
Do you know when you could rent a Game Genie?
Oh, man, yeah.
From Blockbuster?
That. Yeah.
I almost wish they had a Game Genie now.
Yeah, they used to have on PlayStation 1, they had Game Shark.
Oh, I remember the Game Shark,
remember
too.
The Game
Hell
Shark?
Yeah.
And that was a good cheat method.
God, I wish they just sell a thumb drive.
They quit selling cheat devices.
Most of them are built in the games now.
Well, but that's stupid, because I want to buy an additional device that could potentially fuck up my system.
That's so true. It's like, I remember when I first got, it was on my NES. No, I had one for the NES. I had the big arcade controller with the stick.
Yeah.
For the NES, and it had the turbo buttons up top.
Uh-huh.
And if the turbo buttons got locked on some games, you couldn't undo them, and your character would just sit there and fire a million times.
Yep.
And
then some games you would turn to Game Genie, especially for, it was a Game Shark, not Game Genie. If you would turn on certain codes, it would just totally lock your PlayStation up. And you would have to unplug it from the wall to get it to come undone. Because resetting it wouldn't fix it.
That's amazing.
You had to kill the power to get it to unlock that stupid cheat code. I mean, all you really wanted to see was Lara Croft's boobs.
When they were triangular?
Yep.
Yeah.
Polygonal?
You know, they actually wrote software that made her boobs look different.
Yes, they did. There's a lot of software for boobs.
Apparently.
That's the name of this podcast. Software for boobs.
Oh my living goodness.
Yep, that's
so
it.
You're welcome. We did actually only make it through two of our articles.
I told you we wouldn't make it far past that.
I still don't think that anybody cares about Mega Man.
Well, you're probably right.
If you care about Mega Man, I want you to tell me. Because I don't think anybody cares about it.
Somebody's going to write in and be like, man, I am the biggest Mega Man follower. I've played every game.
No, I'm serious.
And our response will be, we played your clip on the show, and we still don't like Mega Man.
But I want somebody to tell me what the hook was.
It was the different powers, I think. It was for me, anyway.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe it was for me, too. I don't...
Because
I honestly,
you would get the new powers as you cheated, or went through the game. I got the powers as I cheated on the game.
As you cheated.
Yes.
That's right.
I would get the powers and immediately conquer the game because I would just swing my big ball sack around and take people out.
I think that's... God, that'd be the most amazing Mega Man. The big ball Mega Man.
What's that? Oh, he's swinging his testicles around.
Big elasticized nutsack. Just
kills everybody.
Looks like Mr. Fantastic. His balls. You know, you never saw that as a power.
No,
Fantastic
you never. He never gave like the world's biggest bat wing to anybody.
And he could have.
Yeah, it, like really big. Yeah,
I think that's why Sue Storm stayed with him so long.
Well, I mean,
he could hit all those special places.
Wow. Yeah, including like the point in her brain that let her remember math.
No, he knocked that shit out. She was dumb as a brick.
So she's like to the left, and he's like, "Hang on, whoop."
2 + 2, 8.
What's 2 + 2? X12. I don't know.
X12. Mega Man 11. And that was back in the 60s.
Yeah,
they didn't have Mega Man 1 through 10 yet.
They didn't have any Mega Mans, but I liked the Mega Man series. I lost a lot of interest in it. You know, I actually had a rebirth into that one with the Mega Man X series that added a... There was another guy... I think his name
Mega
was...
Mega Man X?
Yeah. I think his name was...
Was it a porn parody?
No. It wasn't Mega Man Triple X, where his hand cannon was shaped like a giant dildo.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
That's the game.
What's your superpower? I have drill powers with my hand cannon.
The bosses are all female.
Yeah. I think we just wrote a porn movie.
He gets different vibration patterns as he beats them.
Like God of War, you have to please them to get past them.
I don't know how I missed that or how anybody else did. You must, and in my head, it's like the guy from the beginning of Diablo.
Yeah,
you must fuck Aphrodite to move forward, Ares.
I don't think it actually told you that.
Were you Ares? Who were you in God of War? Was it Ares?
You're Kratos. You're a made up guy.
You must fuck Aphrodite, Kratos, to move forward.
I shall.
No. Foreplay.
No, straight to it. Balls deep.
Balls deep. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. The game. Okay. So I agree with that article. It's a
terrible podcast.
CNET
Please
was,
stay with us.
CNET was correct. Yeah. Video games don't really have stories.
No.
You
some
know
of
what?
Them do. I and sometimes you care, but not so much.
I'm now playing Ark again.
There Talk is about no story.
But it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
I'm playing with no cheats this time.
Wow. So that's got to take for fucking ever.
Yeah, but I'm kind of digging it. I'm playing a different
I'm
map.
I'm glad you have time for that crap. I barely have enough time to get a game of Rocket League in.
The only problem I have with Ark is the fact that it doesn't save exactly where you were when you fucking saved.
So what you're telling me is it's very Resident Evil-ish.
Yeah, you have to save and then do a little bit more.
Yeah.
And save again, and it'll save where you were the first time you saved.
First, you have to go and you get the cassette tape. And then you have to go back to the police station and you put the cassette tape in the cassette player. And then you have to go get recording tape. And then you have to go back to the police station and put the recording tape in and hit the button. And then everything you just did was pointless because it's going to reset anyway.
See, that was the best thing about Far Cry. You could just cut the game off mid-mission and it would pick up exactly where you fucking were.
That's pretty cool.
Far Cry, I'm telling you, I really can't wait to play 5. And I may have to break my don't buy game for opening weekend rule because Far Cry was kind of amazing. Yeah. But I know if I buy it, it's just going to be another damn screensaver.
Yeah. See, that's why I have drifted back. Now I still like my first-person shooters. I like my Call of Duties
I
and that.
I like the story, though.
I like my multiplayer online. That if they just sold Call of Duty as a multiplayer onliner for like 30 or 40 bucks, I would buy that. I don't care about the story. I want to shoot live people. I don't know. That's stupid that they don't. They're like, here's your story we spent 3 years on. I don't care. I'm not playing that.
I wonder how many folks are like that, though.
There's got to be a shit ton of them.
Because there have been games that I've played that I haven't touched anything but the multiplayer.
Yep. Call of Duty Black Ops 3, I played about 45 minutes of the story.
Halo 2 or 3 was like that for me.
I played 1, 2, and 3 stories. I only played 3 story because you could do it co-op.
I didn't play them first.
No.
I played the
I immediately went to
multiplayer. Until I knew the maps backwards and forward and would only play the campaign when I got bored.
Or when all of your friends weren't online.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, that was exactly what I did. I'd go, okay, everybody got offline, so I'll play the story for the next hour.
You know,
and
it's
I'm
the
going to bed.
Only game that makes me want to get an Xbox.
No, it's not for me anymore. Halo lost its appeal after 3.
Yeah, but you can get the collection now.
Yeah.
And you can play all the originals.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas is coming up.
You're going to buy an Xbox.
No, probably not.
No.
It still doesn't have that.
That was one of the other articles.
If I wanted to play Halo, I'll just go buy Destiny. It's the same freaking game now.
But Destiny, I want to like Destiny so badly.
Have you played it?
Yeah, it came with my
PlayStation. Oh, I forgot you had it.
Oh yeah, you can borrow it.
I'm gonna steal it from you.
You can
mid podcast.
You can just have it. You can take it and lick it. I don't care what you do with it. I want to like Destiny a lot.
Yeah.
It just doesn't grab my attention at all.
Doesn't do it for you?
Not at
doesn't
all.
Doesn't get you to that point?
Nope, not a bit. Not a bit. Yeah. The multiplayer is really fun. The storyline, just never did care about it. Kind of like Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
Just didn't give a shit.
Yeah, just multiplayer. Just turn on multiplayer, shoot some folks, moving on.
I played into the second chapter, session, part.
Whatever.
Piece, parcel of the campaign, and went.
What is this, the mail service? It's the second parcel.
And went,
going to be delivered to the fourth address.
And I went, I don't care. And played multiplayer.
Yeah.
Or
zombies. Zombies. Damn, zombies.
I didn't like the zombies in that one.
What?
Yeah, it was like,
zombies in 2 was better.
Yeah. They tried to do too much with the zombies in 3.
Yep. Because you had like flying wraiths and shit.
Yeah. On those kind of games, I just really want to go shoot somebody.
Yep. They can go, listen, here's the story. You got to go over there and you got to kill all those guys. Okay, move out. I'm in. That's my type of game.
And potentially, I don't do anything anybody asks me to do, and I just run in the middle of it and die.
Yes.
And repeat the process.
Well, and then when we get the big multiplayer things going on, all my friends go, all right, Daniel, here's your job. You see all those guys over there? Go distract them by dying a lot. And I'm like, I'm in. Let's do this.
I'm the best.
Leroy Jenkins.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I just didn't ever, I don't know. I'm torn because I do like the stories, the storylines and the campaigns better.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of them just kind of blow.
I have drifted away from storyline games. I have to be honest. I've gone back to my fighters that have minimal storylines. Injustice 2. It's what I'm on right now. How is it? I love it. It's amazing. But Warner Brothers just continues to piss me off because the developers have figured out more ways to try to sucker me into buying stuff. Now, keep in mind, I got the game on Black Friday. This game is only like 2 months old. I got it for $14.
Did you really?
Big win.
Holy shit.
I immediately went home and spent an additional $40 on the game. to unlock all the additional characters, except two, which they still want me to spend $5 on a piece. Brainiac, Darkseid.
So to play Darkseid, you got to spend an extra $5? Yep.
If you pre-ordered it, you got it for free. But it doesn't.
But here's the thing. I get that.
I do too. That's the way to get people to pre-order it.
Yeah. Way to get people to spend money.
But here's the kicker, and this is the part that pissed me off that I didn't know about. Okay, so there is this game. You can modify your player. You can change their armor. You can change their uniforms. You can in some cases, you've got. Like Raiden is one of the playable characters in this game. DLC character. Sub-Zero, Raiden. Okay, cool.
Rock on.
Whatever. Okay, one of the variant costumes for Raiden is Black Lightning.
What?
Because they added it on later. Black Lightning, the superhero, they went, holy crap, we can use Raiden's format and just put a Black Lightning facade on that body. He used the same moves. He used the same lightning powers. It makes sense. Then you get Black Lightning. Okay, cool. Except, here's the kicker, and this is where I wanted to kick the developer just directly in the ball sack. You got to buy it with coins you earn throughout the game. Or.
$5.
You can go and drop, you know, $20, $30, $50, $99 on all the coins you want. So you can unlock all the shit.
Wow.
Okay, so I put money into the game. I bought the expansion pack. Now they want me to buy more crap. You're talking me out of buying Injustice 3 right here. Just saying.
See, at that point, give me the game for free.
Yeah.
At that point, give me the game for free.
Well, they almost did, so I can't complain very much.
So my latest one that's like that is called Fortnite.
Oh, yeah. I got the free version of that.
Well, have you
seen... We need to play it.
The other side of that same game?
No. Yes, there's lots of pay and pay-to-play stuff.
Well, for right now.
Yeah.
But you have two versions of Fortnite. You have the multiplayer FPS.
Okay.
But you also have this other version that you can buy into the beta now or wait till 2018. It's free. Where you're all fighting together to stop zombies.
Interesting.
Which is where the building shit in Fortnite really comes in, because you're building a fort to survive.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you pay for it?
Haven't yet. I'm waiting till 2018 when it drops for free.
See, I just want to do the first-person shooter. That's why I like Rocket League, which you're going to get.
I'm going to
make you get it.
I'm going to have to. But again, it's also relatively cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was cheap. In fact, PlayStation gave it out free, like right after it launched, for a month. And I just missed it.
Here's the thing. Why the hell not? Do you know why GTA 5 is still $40?
I haven't the foggiest.
Because their online is spectacular.
Yeah.
Their online world that they have crafted inside Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Is huge, expansive. Amazeballs. And they are making
good word.
Cash off of it.
Yeah.
Because you can buy in-game money and then go pimp out all your shit.
Like Exhibit.
Yeah.
But
you can also go do the
races. Put a TV in my trunk.
That's right. You can go do the races that Rockstar built.
Yeah.
Which are gravity-defying insanity.
Yeah.
They have one called Transformers now.
Sweet. And
you start out on a bicycle, and then you're in a sports car, and then you're on a motorcycle, and then you're a werewolf. I'm not making that up. Then you're a werewolf.
What?
Then you're back in a sports car to finish the race.
And then you're a werewolf.
Yeah.
Because the developers got really high and put this thing together.
A Judas genius. Genius.
Wow.
So when I started reading more and more about it, I said, well, I'll drop $40 on this. That's worth the money.
Okay.
And I hadn't been wrong. I think that's why they're not that in a hurry to release GTA 6.
Keep people paying for it.
Because why the fuck? They're making money off of it. They keep adding stuff. They're still developing stuff for 5's online.
Yeah.
It just is genius.
Yeah. Well, apparently they got you with the story to bring it all back together.
They did. And the story in GTA 5, and spoiler, if you hadn't played it, you can kill one of the three main characters dies at the end. You can kill Michael, you can kill Franklin, you can kill Trevor, from what I've looked at.
Yeah.
You can choose which one you kill. And I don't even care that it's a spoiler. I may play the fucking game again just to kill a different person and see how the story ends.
See what happens then.
Because you get invested in the characters.
Yeah.
GTA, Rockstar, Red Dead Redemption, hopefully Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
GTA 4 and 5 that I've played now. Storylines are solid.
I'll stick with my shorters.
You know, but here's the thing. Rockstar even has throwbacks to past games in their new games.
See, now that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I mean, Assassin's Creed does, but they almost have to. It's the base of the damn
game. Well, yeah, because you're building on what was there previously.
And then they fuck it up by jump to the future.
Swiftly, yeah.
Let's do this, and you're a
this
fish
is what
tank.
You did in the last game, but in this game, you're going to be an assassin in Egypt.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, yay.
You're like, wait. Wasn't I an assassin in colonial America?
But the best part is that we're going to get you really involved, and it's going to be amazing, and then we're going to dump you out of the Animus, and you got to be some stupid-ass computer guy and go hack a computer. And I'm like, y'all go fuck yourself.
Nice.
I'm not doing this. I'm going to do the bare minimum and then get back to the Animus.
Oh, God. See, so, and there's your stupid story.
Exactly. So, people, go get back to your Animus, your Animi, your Animuses, your Animus,
anonymity?
Your Animes. You're seeing enemies. Yeah. Get back to them.
Oh, God.
And stop wasting time.
Don't
get back
spend
to
time.
Work.
Yeah. See, this is all about procrastination.
Go cook for your families.
Why?
Go run the marathon that you're putting off.
4K, 8K,
Holy
Iron
shit.
Man.
You are sitting there at the finish line finishing this podcast. You're going to lose the race.
Yeah.
That we know you're procrastinating
they're gonna stop and be
starting.
Like, what the hell is wrong with these two? Yep.
Billy's
like
still back at the starting line. He's laughing his ass off.
Yep.
If you like Mega Man, I'd like you to call and drop me a voicemail.
Please, we'll put you on the show. I want to discuss this with you, Mega Man fans of the world.
865-26-GEEK-2. That's 865-26-GEEK-2.
That's right.
Hit us up on any of the social media.
We're there.
Yep. Facebook.com/ThisGeeksWorld. ThisGeeksWorld on Twitter, Tumblr. We're there.
Yeah.
Track us down. Follow our stuff.
Listen to our shows.
Go to
the
website.
Even the ones that ramble and don't make any sense.
Like this one.
Yep.
Go. We promise to do these very rarely, but I've enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, I have too. I love going sideways. Tangent's fun.
So until next week, for your mass procrastination, we'd like to say adieu.
Yes, this has been Procrastination, the longest 10 minutes. Wow, damn long 10 minutes of your life. Peace.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.